Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has established this festival everywhere in the world to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his beautiful form as Jagannath, Baladev, and Lady Subhadra Maharani. Prabhupada also said back in the early days that Lord Jagannath has come to the West because of the devotion of Lord Jesus Christ. He said that because Christ had come to Jagannath Puri and had also, and Prabhupada mentions that he had served Lord Jagannath there. So Lord Jagannath reciprocating with the disciples of his pure devotee, that is those of us in the West, he has come to give us his blessings and his mercy and his wonderful darshan. So Srila Prabhupada put so much concern, time, emphasis, and encouraged devotees to take part in this festival very enthusiastically. Because one of the most the features of the Rath Yatra is that people who generally don't take part in Krishna consciousness or don't even come in contact with devotees get a chance to take the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply by that darshan, they're guaranteed to get a human birth in their next life. So the presence of Lord Jagannath is very, very auspicious. Lord Jagannath is actually Lord Shri Krishna, and he is in his form as ecstatic love for the residents of Vrindavan Dham. That is the actual form of Lord Jagannath. The beautiful story, and when the queens of Dwarka, having not been able to take part or be part of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, and Krishna had been living in Dwarka at the time, they were always experiencing how Krishna was always chanting the names of the gopis, always in the mood of the Vrindavan Dham. In fact, they would say, he's never with us. He's always chanting Radharani's name or Mother Yasoda, and always thinking about Vrindavan. So what is so special about Vrindavan? Why is Krishna always thinking? So there was one resident of Vrindavan that was living in Dwarka at the time, and that was Mother Rohini. She was the mother of Lord Balaram. And she had witnessed Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan when he was young. And they approached Rohini, the queens, headed by Satyabhama, Mother Rukmini, and others, very eagerly and very enthusiastically wanting to hear about Krishna's Balila, or his pastimes in Vrindavan. And she said, well, if I speak about these pastimes, Krishna's gonna hear, and he's gonna become again very enthusiastic, and he's going to leave you. So it's not such a good idea. Krishna will leave you if he hears his Vrindavan Leela. So Subhadra was also there, Subhadra Maharani. So she said, well, I will guard, and Rohini will speak to all the queens, and I will guard the door, and when Krishna comes, then I'll warn you. So the program was set, and all the queens gathered, and Rohini started to narrate Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And while she was narrating, Subhadra was also listening, and when she was listening, she started to feel the happiness of hearing Krishna's Leela, and she became overwhelmed with emotion and ecstasy, and her eyes rolled to the top of her head, and her hands and legs recoiled into her body, and she fainted. So no one was guarding the door. And then, of course, after some time, Krishna started to hear, they're talking about me. So he started to come and he started to listen. And he also started to, his eyes got really big. Because he's always in the mood of Vrindavan. And he started to listen to his own Leela, and of course the love of the residents of Vrindavan for him and his pastimes with them. And so he started to feel great happiness, and his arms and his legs recoiled into his body out of great ecstasy, and poof, fainted. Krishna was out. And then Balaram came. And Balaram saw Subhadra, what's going on? And then he started to listen. Became victimized also. He started to hear the Leela of Vrindavan Dham, and his eyes started to roll, and he became overwhelmed with emotion. Hands and legs recoiled into his body, and he apparently lost consciousness. In other words, he went into transcendental ecstasy, hearing about the pastimes of Vrindavan. So these transcendental forms of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are actually manifestations of the love, of their love for the residents of Vrindavan Dham. So we celebrate this wonderful pastime of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan, and that is the meaning of Ratha Yatra. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Once Prabhupada asked a challenging question. He said, why do we make so much talk about a festival where we have a wooden cart and wooden forms of God? It is all a wooden affair. How Prabhupada expressed, a wooden affair. Everything wood. Then he gave an answer to his own challenging question. He said, no, the wood is the conductor of the spiritual energy. Much like an electrical wire conducts electricity, this festival conducts very first-class bhakti, very nice Krishna consciousness, if we know how to participate in this festival. The mood of the Jagannath Car Festival is shown by the residents of Vrindavan, who had heard that Lord Krishna would come for the solar eclipse to Kurukshetra to celebrate and to avert inauspiciousness which comes when the sun eclipses. And when they met him, they had prepared many speeches to him. Why have you gone from Vrindavan, Krishna? Why have you not returned, Krishna? But all they could say is, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They could not speak much. The state of the gopis when they met Lord Krishna in the once battlefield of Kurukshetra is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially Srimati Radharani's addressing of Lord Krishna is nicely described there, how she thought, you are now here, Krishna, dressed with crown and all these garments and all the military infantry and elephants, but I desire to see you like I saw you in Vrindavan. The Vrindavan, the Brijbasis, couldn't speak much, but they did something. They all of a sudden took the cart on which Krishna sat, the chariot, and took action into their own hand, and they pulled the cart back to in the direction of Vrindavan. In the direction of Vrindavan. Prabhupada comments this and brings a very important understanding forward. He said, this festival is a very feeling festival. It's really bringing Krishna into one's life. So I would request all of you to think about this festival as an opportunity to become enriched in bhakti. Please, when you take the robes of Lord Jagannath and chant Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Please think of bringing the Lord into your life, bringing the Lord into the heart where there is this God-shaped vacuum, which is thematized by our action art in the corner. It's a very wonderful opportunity to bring Lord Krishna into your heart, so that he can take the place which is where he is meant to be, and in this way you can enjoy in Krishna consciousness. Please remember what our Chandramouli Maharaj has informed us, that Lord Jagannath is Krishna in a very ecstatic mood. His eyes are big from ecstasy. Once Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, who I think he was born in Puri, who is a Dhamvasi of Puri, he gave a beautiful explanation from the people of Puri in Zurich. He asked a question: why are Lord Jagannath's eyes red? On the borders, yes, on the borders. Why? This is a very unusual red on the borders. He said, listen very carefully. I remember we all leaned forward. This was a good question. Why? Yes, Maharaj, you please tell us. And Maharaj explained that when a person feels compassion for someone else, a little red spot develops in the whiteness of his eye. But Lord Jagannath feels compassion for in such a maximum degree that not a little tiny genetic spot is created. He is having a whole red borderline around his eyes, because he looks with great compassion on us. This festival is a highlight of our summer camp. It is for all of you to invite Lord Jagannath in your heart, and please know he is very merciful. With this, we turn over the microphone to the devotee who is most competent of us to speak about Lord Jagannath's mercy, His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
I offer my prostrate and respectful obeisances to the Divine Lotus Feet of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has brought Rath Yatra to the Western world, who has brought the worship of Lord Jagannath here to the West, and who is giving us mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada ki mukakuroti bhashalam pangulangayate giringat ki pata mahang bande sigurung dinatharinam paramanandamadaram shri chaitanya shwaram. After hearing all these ecstatic pastimes, I don't know, I'm hardly able to speak or think. Someone may have to hold me on the chair here. This is, someone told me yesterday that they have difficulty relating with Jagannath. Because of maybe his unusual form. Now you understand what this form is from Chandramouli Maharaj, why his eyes are big and wide, and why his legs and arms are inside his body, how this is an ecstatic form. You understood also from His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj why the Lord is so merciful. You see, if when the Lord goes on the Rath Yatra, because he's in a very compassionate and merciful form, because his form is a little unusual, so he doesn't take offense if people look funny. He doesn't take any offense. He's very merciful to them. And if people are favorable, if they see the Rath, if they pull the Rath, even if they appreciate it, then they get so much blessings we can't begin to calculate. In India, people have the common belief that whoever can pull the Rath, they'll go back to Godhead. So when we have our Rath Yatra in Calcutta, where there's hundreds of thousands of people who attend, there's almost every time we give the signal to pull the Rath, it's something like a riot to get to the rope. And the people are very enthusiastic. They shout out, "Jai Jagannath Prabhu ki!" And then they pull the Rath. And the Rath leaps forward. And this is a big Rath. This is like 17 meters high. So we had to have a whole system how to control these people. So we have controllers on the ground with red flag, green flag, to try to convince them to stop pulling. And we have air brakes on the top. High-tech air brakes, like in big trucks. And if that doesn't work, we have people who have wooden logs to put under the wheels, because they'll pull the rod, even we put the brakes on, and it'll go right into the road. So much enthusiasm. When the rod is stopped, then the old ladies come and touch the rope. So in many parts of the world, Rath Yatra is a big culture. There are people who are mad after Rath Yatra. And this festival was loved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 500 years ago, he used to attend the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, and all the devotees from Bengal would come and join him. Not all, but many of them would come. Most of them, maybe. And those Rath Yatra dancing pastimes are very special, described in Madhya Lila. How even the pageantry, how Jagannath is taken from his throne to the Rath car. There's no time, it's a short meditation, but it's a very pageantry, very beautiful procession. And Jagannath is very big in Jagannath Puri. He looks like 12 times the size of one of his pujaris. I mean, he seems like almost 2 meters high and almost 1.7 maybe wide. I mean, he seems very massive, and pujaris are kind of small. And when they move him, they put ropes around his legs and waist, and he goes like rocking, inch by inch, just centimeter by centimeter he's going. So it's like he's walking. And in front of him they have hundreds of people beating gongs, and hundreds of people waving chamaras. And behind him they have, like for Jagannath, a huge 5 meter high peacock fan that moves with him. So you can see him moving, how he's walking. And they're beating on these gongs. Boom, 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 boom. And they're all moving and fanning. And it's a real, if you see it, you never forget. It's amazing. You know, our Rath Yatra, we may carry Jagannath and put him on. Simple. But we try to remember all these different moods of Rath Yatra observance, because mercy is there flowing. So when Lord Chaitanya came, that time they had no loudspeakers. He had his devotees. He divided them in 7 kirtan groups. And each group had like a singer with 5 backup. They had dancers like Nityananda, Vakrishar Pandit, Advaita Acharya, different dancers, 1 dancer for each group. Nidranga players who would play all in unison, all at the same time. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. So when you have the drums all playing together, it has a special sound to it. Then kartal players, and then all the other devotees who respond to the chanting. Because they didn't have loudspeaker, so whenever the lead lead singer sang, there were 5 people who sang with him, just backing up, so that amplified it 5 times. Not 100 decibels or 50, but few extra sound. So like this, just before the Rath was about to begin, something happened. That King Pratap Rudra, he came and he swept the road before the chariots with a golden-handled broom. So when the Lord saw that the owner of the king's throne, he's sweeping the road, like a sweeper in the street, to humble himself before the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya became very merciful to him. Before this time, Pratap Rudra was not allowed to see Lord Chaitanya, or not to speak to him. From distance only he could see. Could not have private audience. Because Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a sannyasi, I'm renounced. These kings are always sense enjoyers and materialistic people. I don't want to get contaminated. So he won't see the king. But when he saw this king sweeping the road, then his heart melted. Okay, I have to give this king mercy. He's not an ordinary person. He's a devotee. So then when this kirtan started, and Lord Chaitanya was going from one kirtan group to another, suddenly Lord Chaitanya appeared in all the 7 groups at the same time. And the Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was on the roof of his palace watching the Rath Yatra. And he could see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Chaitanyas. Look at, this is amazing. And each one he's dancing differently, So that was like one of the mercies he got. He could see Lord Chaitanya's multiple form. Just like Krishna dancing with the different gopis, Lord Chaitanya dances with the different kirtan parties. After the 1969 massive Rath Yatra in San Francisco, that Prabhupada danced for maybe, I don't know, 5-7 kilometers the whole way, even though he's so old physically. After that, when Prabhupada was being driven back to the temple, the driver, a personal friend of mine, he told me that Prabhupada turned to him and asked him, did you see how beautiful was Gaur Nithai dancing amongst the devotees? Did you see? And the driver... Prabhupada ki! So we hope that Lord Chaitanya will be present in the kirtan party. You may not see him, but you can feel him with the ecstasy, ecstatic kirtan. So like this, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, later that day, when Lord Chaitanya was resting in the gardens, while Lord Jagannath was being offered bhoga, then taking the advice of some devotees, he came not in a royal dress, but just like a devotee with a chadar, dhoti, no shirt, just tilak, no crown, nothing. Just you can see he's Vaishnava. He came and he asked permission from the devotees. Lord Chaitanya was lying down with his eyes closed. Can I massage his lotus feet? And then he went there and he was massaging the lotus feet and legs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was singing slokas from the Bhagavat, 10th canto. And when he sang such beautiful slokas, describing how merciful Krishna is, and how whoever tells the glories of Krishna is the most merciful. Then suddenly Lord Chaitanya sat up and gave a hug to the king, saying, "I don't know who you are, but you've given me such nectar slokas, so beautiful, that I want to thank you, but I have nothing to give you. I'm a beggar. I'm a mendic. I'm a sannyasi. I don't own anything. All I can give you is one hug." The king was completely, with that he got the Krishna prema. He got completely melted, and then Lord Chaitanya lay down again, resting. So somehow, the king, without getting recognized officially, he got the mercy. So this Rath Yatra is said to be opportunity for many people to do seva. We come here to serve by decorating the rat, by carrying the deities, by singing and chanting, by pulling the rat. So we all become the horses for Jagannath. Menial servant, we're pulling Jagannath like the horse. There's no engine. We are the engine. So by being such menial servants for the Lord, we get special mercy. That mercy can go back to Krishna, develop love for Krishna. Unlimited mercy is flowing. So that's why this Rath Yatra is very special, because everyone gets to do service. The Lord's a very merciful mood. And you're getting directly the service. Normally only the brahmanas can worship the deities. They get to bathe the deities, they get to dress them, they get to sew. But not every one of you becomes directly serving the Lord by pulling him on his chariot, by singing and dancing before him. So you all get a very special mercy. And you're also in the mood, as the Maharaja mentioned, taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. But I think probably I'm over. How many are fired up for Rath Yatra? How many want to serve Jagannath? Jagannath Swami ki! Jagannath ki! Subhadra Maharani ki! Time is up, but so many things has to be done now. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank the organizers of the Rath Yatra, those who have built the Rath, and caring for the devis, and to organize a rath like this. It's a special yajna, and we hope that like this will be regular rath yatras now in Croatia after this rath has been made. I also like to take the opportunity to thank Sachinandan Swami Maharaj for his wonderful association. His Holiness Chandamoli Swami. His Holiness Sridhar Swami. His Grace Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. And all the other leading devotees who have been giving, also Kripa Maya Prabhu. I'd like to thank all the organizers who have been working so hard to put on this festival every year. It's a big yajna. Many devotees are working, helping in the prasadam and the organization and pre-organization and coordination of all the difficult speakers and people like us, and like me especially. And so let's give a big hand for the organizers. And I'd like to thank all of you for giving me an association, letting me come here and participate in this festival. Somehow by Krishna's mercy, this time I could be here 3-4 days.
Hare Krishna, I would like to remind all of you to take prasadam quickly. Let me just, before you leave, when do the buses leave? 10:30. 10:30 at the reception. You all need to be there. If you are not there, the buses will leave without you. So please be there in time. Loading at 10:30, Ripuha, you have to tell us, please wait, it is very important.